Most fighters throw punches.
It's a nice tight guard so far. Oh!
Right uppercut continues to land. He's had good wins as well.
Butterbean through consequences.
He tried to slip and punch him, and he does that.
400 pounds, 57 knockouts.
Oh! Good right hand by Butterbean. Clark trying to.
One right hand that made every single man who ever received it immediately regret every decision that led them to that moment. These are the punches of Eric Butterbean Esch that nobody who witnessed them has ever been able to forget. Let's get into it. On March 4th, 2000, Eric Butterbean Esch stepped into the ring at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas against the massive George Lindberger, a 6'3" heavyweight who weighed around 330 pounds. Then, just 19 seconds into the very first round, Butterbean landed a devastating left hook that sent Lindberger crashing to the canvas. The referee had no choice but to wave off the fight. In 1999, Eric Butterbean Esch faced Canadian heavyweight Patrick Graham at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas.
Back away from Butterbean now.
By the third round, Graham had already absorbed serious punishment. Then Butterbean found the opening he was waiting for. He unleashed a devastating combination that left Graham unable to continue, forcing the referee to stop the fight. On June 7th, 1996, Eric Butterbean Esch stepped into the ring at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas against George Clark. But Clark was about to discover that surviving against Butterbean was far more difficult than simply standing across from him. Clark was dropped twice early in the first round.
Oh, beautiful. Trying to fight back. Butterbean digging to the body.
As Butterbean's heavy shots quickly overwhelmed him. After the second knockdown, there was no way back for Clark. Butterbean had completely taken control.
His business tonight. Good right hand by Butterbean. Clark trying to fight back.
And the referee stopped the contest. On December 1st, 1995, Eric Butterbean Esch faced Lewis, the facelift in Monaco at the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California. Within the opening seconds, Butterbean landed a devastating right hand that sent Monaco crashing to the canvas.
He lands a good right hand. Oh, there goes Monaco.
Then Butterbean found the opening, a powerful overhand right landed flush. And this time Monaco was completely finished. He collapsed the canvas and could not continue. In 2002, Johnny Knoxville decided to do what most people would consider completely insane: step into a boxing ring against heavyweight knockout machine Eric Butterbean Esch. The scene was filmed as a stunt for Jackass, the movie, but the punch itself was real. Knoxville later suffered a concussion and needed stitches, while Butterbean recalled that he initially thought the movie's request to knock Knoxville out was part of the scripted comedy. The result became one of the most unforgettable moments in Jackass history. On April 12, 1997, Eric Butterbean stepped into the ring at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas to defend his reputation as the king of the four-rounders. Standing across from him was the much taller Ed New Jack, a 6'6", 255-pound heavyweight who had never been knocked down or knocked out.
Right hand by White. He lands another one, and now Bean. Good left hook by Butterbean. White back into the ropes.
With a bit of a Buster Douglas.
In the second round, Butterbean finally found the opening. A massive overhand punch sent the much taller White crashing to the canvas.
Look at that will here. White not able to fend it off. A right, which stunned him first, and then the left sort of pushed it.
White managed to get back up, but Butterbean was already coming for him again. The pressure continued, and another devastating attack sent White down for the second time.
Combination. White is down.
This time, referee Joe Cortez had seen enough and stopped the fight.
Oh, to the end of the fight, another big left. Butterbean pressing the attack. Not much that White can do here. He seems to be perhaps out on his feet at this point. The right hand and then the left. Cortez jumps.
On June 26, 1999, Eric Butterbean Esch faced Peter Hurricane McNeely at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas.
He really thinks he's a real fighter. He fights good four-round fight complex to Grace Rage a little too much.
With the first round almost over, Butterbean unleashed another heavy combination. McNeely was hurt and trapped against the ropes, covering up as the punches continued to come. Referee Jay Nady saw that McNeely was no longer defending himself properly and stepped in to stop the fight with just 1 second remaining in the round. On October 25th, 1995, Eric Butterbean Esch faced Pat Jackson at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner, Louisiana. From the opening bell, Butterbean brought his trademark pressure.
Fighting the way I was in the toughness, fight more instinctively. If he tries to get too fundamental, Pat Jackson to stand in front of him together.
The longer the fight continued, the more difficult it became for Jackson to deal with the relentless pressure.
Butterbean tried to get the body there.
By the end of the second round, Jackson had absorbed enough punishment.
Fortunately, he walked into the best part of the fight. At the end of the round, he separated the fighters. And referees cannot protect themselves at all times the way fighters do it.